Okay, good. So the final question. None of those people in those pictures set out. None of us have that.
Okay, everybody. Has the cup been? Has the cup got around already?
Go through pain.
Is this really loud?
And yet,
very loud.
You've been coming to
That's
Ignite.
That's better. Okay.
For any length.
Cup's
of time,
done. All right. So who can tell me what we've been talking about? I guess we've only been talking for 1 week.
It all begins with
Can anybody catch me up to speed?
It all begins with trusting that God knows best.
Batman.
That you don't
know. We didn't talk about Batman.
And
I think you're in the... That's the wrong day.
More than
What's that? Oh, yeah, we did. We saw a Matrix clip.
And just pour
the red and blue pill. Yeah, what else?
I don't know how I got here.
What else did we talk about?
My life is in shambles. It is. It's ruined.
Oh, wise choices in a foolish world.
I've been divorced a couple times. My kids hate me, and I don't even hear from them anymore. It's unbelievable. And over and over, it's...
So did everybody who's new fill one of these out?
One of the reasons why...
Promise we won't use it for bad things. Only good things. Or in case something bad happens to you, like you fall down the stairs and we need to know who your parents are and you can't talk and you broke your jaw. I don't know.
To follow your own
so we need to know your parents
own will and
who they are.
Way, you're going to wake up and have
For some of you, that would
thing.
Be a good thing, I think.
How did I get here?
Sorry, I can't talk.
And what happens is like these poor choices, they just...
Okay, so just, what... Okay.
Snowball.
Hey, guys,
you know,
like
a snowball,
hello?
You start at the top of a hill.
Can I have your attention, please? During the talk, here's we go. I guess we do this every week. You guys pay attention up here. You guys get to go to your small groups right after, and then that's your turn to talk.
They can just keep
and then we go to McDonald's, and you can, you know,
and
do whatever.
And before you know it, you're on the street.
But right now,
you might be thinking,
if I'm not, if you're not answering the question,
I can
that
guarantee
I'm posing to you, then
nobody
please pay
ever thinks that, right. That could happen.
So,
to
did you guys
that?
Learn? Maybe I should ask this question. Did you learn anything
poor
last week?
By poor choice.
What was the one thing that
we ignore God's
okay,
way?
Okay, making wise choices.
Go
so,
way.
Who did we talk about last
what
week?
What happens? We make more poor choices. Poor choice after poor choice.
We did talk
That's
about
what
that, yeah.
To Solomon, the wisest man in the
Okay, I'm going to stop using video clips.
World before Christ.
I don't remember what the talk was about, but I remember the clip.
Trust God's way. And this is the wisest guy.
Yeah. That would be just great. An R-rated movie.
And he went away from what God had told him to do.
Here's what we talked about last week. We talked about wise choices begin with Jesus, right?
He wrote Proverbs.
That's what we talked about. We talked about how every decision that Jesus made was a wise decision.
It is, yeah.
And do you remember why that was?
One of the coolest books ever. In fact,
he listened to God. He trusted God, right?
Series on it.
How much did Jesus trust God?
But it's Solomon looking back at his life and going like, this whole thing.
He trusted him with his life. Yeah, enough. He trusted God so much.
Outside of God?
That he was willing to die for what God was asking him to do.
So this whole
year. And so what's the result? Why,
you
know, Jesus made these wise choices. So what's the result? What was the result?
How can I make wise choices?
You guys remember? He died? Yeah.
How can I? What do I need to do first?
What? Sorry. He saved us.
I can tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, he offered us salvation, right?
You know,
because of his wise choices.
It's up to you.
Because he trusted God so much, he was willing to die.
Church or whatever.
Even
but your first
even
step,
though that's,
if you want to make wise choices
lot, right?
in life,
are any of you
to
willing
trust
to trust
Jesus.
Anybody
trust
enough just
Jesus
to
says.
Say, okay,
and if you look back in your life,
you're going
to
you know, leaders, you guys,
to murder
me?
A little more life
experience. Okay, I trust you.
You look back in your life and you look at decisions that you made in the past.
Seriously,
and,
none of us, I don't think, are in
you
that
know, some good
in that category,
that
right?
Made,
but
were,
Jesus was.
You
know, he trusted God so much
it.
That even
but
though
overall,
he knew he was going to be murdered,
look back in
he
your
still
life,
went through with it. And I don't know if you guys
that you made
know this,
that
but Jesus was God.
Still, like, you go,
came to earth
a
as a man.
Choice.
He could have came off the cross
and
he didn't have
given
to die.
You life. It's not
he
sucking
have,
life
he,
out of
he
you.
Could have called like legions of angels
it's
to come and just like
to follow
decimate
God's
everybody
back in my life.
But he didn't.
And when I decided,
he actually
I had a
made
whole
the choice
of time and I decided
to
I'm
listen
not
to what God wanted
God's way.
And God's will.
I, my
it was
life
God's
was
will for him
with
to die.
Like, a lot of those things.
And why did he die?
Depression and like
besides it being God's will
and all these things that I'd never experienced before.
For our sins, right? And what does that mean
up within me?
So we can have a relationship with God. What happens to our
get
sins?
Through to you guys at all. If you can remember one thing, remember
being,
that question.
We're forgiven.
Remember
what does it mean to be forgiven? What happens to our sin?
Making wise choices.
It's gone.
Jesus.
It's washed away.
And
there we
secondly,
go. That's there. Sin is washed away like a dirty stain out of your nice, really your favorite shirt, right?
We're going to go through just the first part of it. But
Jesus,
I would
what Jesus
you,
did, he washed away sin out of our lives.
Wisdom,
all right.
And you'll find out in your small groups today.
Okay,
the first
this
step
week,
is asking God
we
for
are,
it.
We are entering a book that you may have heard about. It's called the Book of Proverbs.
Get into the Proverbs.
Has anybody heard of the Book of Proverbs?
And it's very cool.
Can anybody tell me what this book is about?
The language used in Proverbs about wisdom. So,
you can go to your small... Actually, I'm going to pray for you guys first. Okay?
Points towards Jesus.
To start, yes, it does.
So I need to pray to end. So let's pray.
Wise words by
Father,
King Solomon.
It's
somebody's
really
been going to Sunday school.
I don't know what it is, but it's really, really
okay, that's a good way to... I guess we could say that. So is any anything
I'm
else anybody knows about the Proverbs you'd like to share with us?
That I know better. And it's constant.
And Lord, it's a book of the Bible, right?
Battled those same battles.
It was written by Solomon. Who's Solomon?
Father, I just pray that you would reveal yourself to them. That if they
he was a king after David.
Jesus,
who's David?
That, Lord, that you would just move into their lives. That you would bring healing
okay.
to those who are hurting.
The reason I'm asking these questions is that we need a little background to this book of Proverbs, okay?
Those who are,
so listen up for a second, guys. Here's kind of a little bit of history to this book that we're gonna read from. First of all, the Proverbs, most of them are written by Solomon. Not all of them. Some of them are written by some other dudes. In fact, if you want
to
learn about it, there's a little paragraph.
We don't want to end up.
If you turn to page...
On the street. We don't want to end up...
Page 376 in the Bible...
In your Bible.
Spouse's live and our kids' lives.
It's Proverbs chapter.
Anyone, everyone
one.
Around
have
us.
The little blurb.
We don't want to be in
it's
that
only
position.
In this Bible.
So if you have one of these Bibles, all the page numbers are the same. This is the one I'm using. That's the one that we have at the back.
Okay.
So you can follow along.
You go to your small groups.
If
you want,
we're
new,
not going to read that right now, but if you want to learn about the Proverbs, you can read that after. Okay? But anyway, the Proverbs, most of them are written by a guy named Solomon. Now, Solomon was a king, and he was a king of Israel. And he lived... how long ago did Solomon live? No, he was earlier or later than 1000 BC. You know what? I didn't look this up, but it's pretty close to 1000, I think. Is anybody? 960? There you go. Pretty much 1000 years before Jesus. So 1200 years ago. In fact, that's when they think the book was written. That doesn't necessarily mean that's when Solomon lived. That's in my other Bibles. Okay. So King Solomon was known for one thing more than anything else. And what was that?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. In fact, the Bible says that he was the wisest man who lived before Jesus. Jesus was wiser, I would say. The wisest man before Jesus was Solomon. And he was a really wise dude. In fact, if you read some of the Proverbs, you're like, holy moly, that's good stuff. Or some of it's like, whoa, what? So, but it's a really neat book. And here's what I want you guys to get from Proverbs. We're not going to go through the whole book. We're only going to spend 4 weeks on it, okay? But what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to get hungry for wisdom.
I thought you were
going to
say Jesus.
Yeah? Yeah, Jesus too. More than wisdom, Jesus. But but when we read the book of Proverbs, it has some really cool things to say about wisdom. And here's the story of Solomon. Solomon had just became king over Israel. At this time, the most powerful empire in the world was Israel. His father, David, had conquered like tons of everyone around them. And so Solomon came in. There was no war anymore because his father, David, the king, had completely defeated everybody. And so Solomon comes in and he's on easy street. He's like, sweet, I don't even have to fight. I don't even have to get my hands dirty. This is awesome. So God comes to him in a vision, in the night, and asked him a question. And asked him, if I was to give you one thing, what would you want? How about you answer that question for me right now? If God came to you and said, I'm going to give you one thing, except for the Sunday school answer, please. What would you, be honest, what would you ask for?
Jesus.
But if you already have Jesus. To live forever. All right? 100 more wishes? All right. No, this is not a genie. Okay, this is God. That the school would blow up. Wow. Anything? You could ask anything? And you'd ask for the school to be blown up? Sorry, I can't get over it. Nick. What? I can't hear you. The knowledge of the world. What's that, Brandon? I can't hear. Super strength? Superpowers. All right, Cody. A girlfriend. I know you've already been asking him for that. Okay, let's move on. That was good. All right. So what did Solomon ask from God?
Wisdom.
Yeah. He could have picked riches. He could have picked women. He could have picked anything. And this guy who's got it all, he's the king of Israel, says, he could have picked for the ladies. He could have asked for his true love. There you go, a few ahs. But he asked for wisdom. Interesting. And here's the outcome of Solomon's life. Solomon asked for wisdom. So do you know what God gave him? Wisdom. What did wisdom give Solomon? Solomon is known as one of the richest men who's ever lived. In fact, if you read the Bible at the wealth that this guy had, it was unbelievable. Because not only did he not have to fight war, but all the nations around Israel that his father David had defeated in war paid him tribute. So he was rolling in dough. This guy was super rich. And the reason why was because he'd asked God for wisdom. Yeah? In fact, we could go on in Solomon's life. There's tons of things. But you know what? Solomon's life didn't go that well. Hey guys, listen up here. Unbelievably, the guy, the wisest man who's ever lived, other than Christ, his life didn't go very well. Solomon made some foolish choices. Solomon, the guy we're talking about. Hello. Just checked in. No, it's Solomon. Solomon made some really poor choices. We can't go through his whole life today because we have a couple other things that we want to go through. And we want to read a few verses in this the first part of Proverbs. But Solomon's life didn't go well. He made some really bad choices. He ended up marrying a whole bunch of women, like 1,000. Seriously, I got one wife and I'm going like, holy cow. You're going to marry like 700 wives and 300 concubines or something. So. I thought, 700 mother-in-laws. Yeah, one's enough. My mother-in-law is awesome, though. Yeah, he had a lot of kids, I'm sure. You know what? He probably didn't even know all these kids. That's horrible. Okay, but anyway, Solomon made some really poor choices. And so just having wisdom isn't necessarily going to make you have wise choices. That's why we started out last week. By talking about Jesus. Because true wisdom, making wise choices, always begins with Jesus and trusting Jesus with your life. Okay, we're going to read the first little bit of Proverbs here, just the first few verses, and it tells us why Solomon is writing this book. Okay, so page 376 for you guys in your Bible. And I ripped my page so I can't read it now. Okay. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline. Do you want to be taught discipline?
No.
You'd like to teach discipline? But you don't want to be disciplined, right? What does that mean? Okay, let's think of some people that are super successful in our world. Bill Gates. Donald Trump. Okay, let's take those two guys. According to the world's eyes, those guys are super successful. Why? Are they super unorganized? I don't think so. Are they really undisciplined? Do they show up to work whenever they want? I don't think so. No way. Those guys, to get those companies started and the things that they own, they probably work their butts off to get it. So let's think about this, okay? They were disciplined. That's one of the reasons why they're in the spot they're in today and rolling in dough, right? They're disciplined. So even though our culture rejects this whole idea of being disciplined and says, well, that's not freedom, you look at guys who have made it in this world, guess what? Cross the board. Well, maybe a few exceptions. Disciplined guys. Think of athletes. Look how much work it takes to be a professional athlete. I mean, how many of you guys, when you were little, wanted to be a hockey player? Or, you know, ladies, my, like... Yeah, you do. You lose your company. But these guys work their tails off, right? They're disciplined. You have to be disciplined to be a professional athlete. Super disciplined, right? So let's keep going. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand the insights of the wise. That sounds good. Their purpose is to teach people to live, disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. Are you guys into that? Do you guys want to do what's right, just, and fair? Most of us probably do. A few of us probably say no. I don't want to. That's all right. Well, it's not all right, but anyway. The Proverbs will give insight to the simple. How many of you would consider yourself simple? Yeah. Hey, we got some pretty smart guys here. But you know what? Here's a little insight into the book of Proverbs. If you want to learn wisdom, and if you want to be a wise person, it starts by recognizing that you're simple. If you don't recognize that, if you think you know all the answers, if you think you know everything, if you think you know best about everything, guess what? Well, you can read further in Proverbs, and those kind of people are called fools. So let's continue. The Proverbs will get insight to the simple, and get this, knowledge. Somebody asked, he wanted all the knowledge of the world. Okay, get this. The Proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. You want knowledge? Check this out. Check this book out. Let the wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these Proverbs and parables. The words of the wise and their riddles. Now here's kind of a key verse for the entire book of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. The fear of the Lord, who knows what that is? That's kind of an interesting term. Okay, so it's not like you're scared of a horror movie kind of scared, but it's a more of a respect for this awesome being who could squish you like a bug if you wanted, right? End your life like that. That, you know, I should probably have respect for somebody like that. Yeah? I just had it. No, okay. If Mike Tyson, you guys know who Mike Tyson is? Yeah? Boxer? Lethal? Also bites people's ears? Or how about GSP? You guys know who he is? George St. Pierre? If he was to come on stage here and said that if you were going to mouth off or talk, he was going to come down there and beat you silly, would you respect him? Yes, you would. Or you would learn to respect him. He's like the best martial artist in the world, right? GSP. He's the best. No, he's the best. We're not going into that. Okay? So, but let's say that GSP is a really nice guy, right? He's a really good guy. So even though you might fear what he can do, you're not necessarily scared of him unless you're what? Mouthing them off, yeah, making them angry, then that would be scared. Well, the fear of the Lord is kind of like that. It's kind of this awe, and it's kind of this respect for who God is, because I mean, he's God. I mean, yeah, forget GSP. I mean, he can like to that, like, ooh. This is God. And so there's a little bit of fear because, you know what, there's this God, he can do anything he wants. He's God. So there's kind of a little bit of fear, a little bit of respect, a little bit of awe. And then there's this whole kind of area of kind of mystery. It's kind of like mysterious that, you know, it's God and we're supposed to fear him. And, you know, there's kind of this mystery involved in that. So anyway, now that you're really confused about what the fear of the Lord is, and now that it's as clear as mud, we're going to stop here. I got a question for you. We have a little PowerPoint thing, and then we're going to go to our small groups. Here's the question. Have you ever kind of been walking in, like, Edmonton or downtown Vancouver and Hastings or driving past, and you notice a whole, like, people are sitting on the side of the road. They got their little huts, you know. They're living outside. Have you ever, okay, you guys know what I'm talking about? Have you seen this? Yeah? Most of us have seen it. If you've been to the city, you've seen it. Cold Lake, there's one homeless guy, I think, in Cold Lake. But, yeah.
Cody had one, but he said Moses did.
Homeless. Time to clean your ears out, boy. Okay. Have you guys ever wondered how those people got there?
By being bummed.
Have you ever wondered if, boy, it would be interesting to sit down and talk to that person and find out what in the world got you to this point? I think about that all the time. Or a prostitute, you know, a call girl or whatever. Like, what in the world would have possessed them? Because does anybody as a little kid, you're this big, you know, I want to grow up to be a homeless person, you know, or a prostitute. Yeah. No, none of us think that way when we're little. None of us want to say, oh, you know what, I think I want to grow up and have a broken home and, you know, hate my ex-spouse and have a whole bunch of guys manipulate me, or, you know. No, when we're little, we don't think that way. So what happens? What happened to these people? Like, yeah, it could have been drugs. We don't know what happened, right? We don't know their stories. And sometimes, you know, every once in a while you hear a story of a guy who gets cleaned up and tells his story. And, you know, there's guys who have met Jesus and have incredible testimonies about, you know, being alone and homeless and an addict. And it's just brutal. And Jesus comes into their life and gives them healing. But, you know, I think about this question quite a bit. How in the world did they get there? So I got a little PowerPoint thing here. We'll just have a short wrap-up after it. And it's just asking some questions. There's no music. It's silent. And then I did that for a reason. I want you guys just to look at the words, follow along, think about the questions in your mind, and we'll talk about it after. So, Danae, if you can start that.